Hey, this is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about our book club pick for September. We read Not Quite Dead Yet, so if you haven't read it yet, get to reading and pause this episode. But first, we were going to update y'all what we're currently reading.
Yes. So I just started Magnolia Parks Into the Dark, and I've been putting it off for a while because I don't want the series to end. And I don't want to live through the tragedy of what happened in the last Magnolia Parks book. But I'm reading it and loving it. I mean, Jess's writing is so captivating. So, yeah, I'm loving it. Only like 15% done, but it's so good.
Are you going to read one of her books, like, after this? Soon?
Wow, I teach kids how to say their R's, but I'm butchering it. Okay. I'll probably read Never next.
Okay.
Because, well, actually, Never 2 is getting released, where she's, like, in the process of writing it, and she's giving us, like, sneak peeks. So I'm wondering if I should wait until we get a release date for Never 2. I don't know, but I love her writing, so I'll probably read all of her books.
Is it still the Peter Pan thing? Is that?
I think so.
Okay. Wow.
Like the retelling of Peter Pan and Wendy.
What is her other one? Oh, The Time of Your Life?
Yeah, and The Conditions of Will.
Okay, so which one are you going to read instead of Never?
I don't know. I have a lot of other books on my, like, fall TBR.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Time of Your Life, because it's very similar to Magnolia Parks.
Cool.
But.
All right. I am currently reading The Pumpkin Spice Cafe by Lori Gilmore. I really want to read this series because it takes place in, like, one place, Dream Harbor. And I don't know. I like that idea. It feels like Gilmore Girls, especially since her last name is Gilmore. And I don't know, just has all the fall vibes, and there's multiple books, like two fall books, one or two winter books. I think a second winter book's coming out, and then a spring book, which is Strawberry Patch Pancake House.
And you read that one, right?
Yes, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I'm really trying with the series. I own three of the books.
At least they're pretty.
Yeah, they are so pretty. There's a new one. I think Gingerbread Bakery is getting, like, a hardcover edition.
Oh, cool.
And it's so cute. I'm definitely buying it, even if I don't read it. But, I don't know, Strawberry Patch Pancake House, I didn't like because it was too smutty. And it kind of was the plot. But maybe the other books are going to be different. And especially because this is her first one. I feel like when you start off a series, it's probably not as, like, punch you in the face, smutty or anything. So hopefully this one's better. And then the next one's, like, Cinnamon Bun Cafe or something. Bookstore. Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, I think. Anyways, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm, like, 27 pages into it. I started yesterday and I didn't get to read much. But so far, so good. They have, like, the town meetings.
Oh,
like, that stuff's
like Gilmore
fun.
Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is really fun. I read Strawberry Patch Pancake House first, but it's the fourth book, I think, that, like, in the series. And I only read it because it was, like, summertime. So, and it's, like, spring summery. So I just wanted to read that first. But yeah, hopefully this is a good one. And then I just finished Verity.
Oh, girl.
Oh my goodness.
We could talk all day about Verity.
I could. We probably need to do an episode. But
I mean, I read it like 3 years ago, but I still remember like all the big plot points and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll probably read it again before the movie comes out though.
I feel like it's a hot take, but I have loved every Colleen Hoover book that I have read.
I mean, when I was reading like Colleen Hoover like 3 years ago, I liked almost all of them. There were like one or two that I didn't love, but her writing, they're just really easy to read, and the plots are good.
Yeah,
and I feel like they're just like basic romance books.
Yeah, but she writes really well.
Yeah,
and like heavy issues too. Yeah, I really like it.
Have you read November 9th?
I haven't.
That's my favorite one.
Okay,
I have a signed copy of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I went.
So you met her?
No, but I went to her bookstore
Oh,
when it was still open.
yeah.
Yeah, and I met her son.
Oh,
So that
cool.
was kind of cool
Yeah.
because he was working it. But she had a lot of signed copies because
Oh,
it's her bookstore.
yeah, of
That's where she
course.
lives. So that was cool, but I think it's closed now.
Yeah, it is. My mom, she went there years ago. I think maybe like a day or two after it closed. Like
Wow.
she made like a whole plan to go there, and then like 2 days before it had closed. But she had met her years ago before she ever got popular.
Oh,
And I think that
wow.
is so cool.
That is cool.
I
She
know,
is ahead of the curve.
right? But yeah, I've loved every book so far, but I'll definitely read November 9th.
That's my favorite one. It's the only copy I have that I like wanted.
Regretting You, that one was so good.
I didn't read that
I
one.
went from Regretting You to Verity, and literally, like, I've had such a good reading week in weeks. Like, fall has been so good to me,
Yeah.
but Regretting You is literally so good. And I know there's so much hate for Colleen Hoover, but I was like, I
I
guess
think
maybe
it
it.
revolves around the movie and the whole Blake Lively thing. I think that's where a lot of the hate comes from. And I don't want to get into it, but I mean, her books are good. Like, they really are.
Yeah, they are. Yep. And I liked the movie. It Ends With Us. I watched it on VidAngel, so I missed some of the stuff,
Yeah.
but I understood everything that was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it. I've watched the movie twice already.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I just think the actors were too old, in my opinion. But I mean, I think the movie wasn't bad. It was just all the stuff that happened behind the scenes and after that I'm just like, I don't even want to watch it because I personally, the whole Blake Lively thing kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And so I'm not gonna watch it because she's in it. So
Is that stuff settled?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I kind of lost interest in it like a few months ago. But because I was keeping up with it. But
Yeah, I think I looked a couple weeks ago and it was like one of the things she had against him was taken away. Or no, like one of the things he had against her was taken away because they couldn't prove it with like, I don't know, paperwork or something. Okay, do you want to get into our book club talk?
sure. Okay. I gave it a solid 4 stars. I really enjoyed it. I love the pacing of it. I thought the main character, she was really funny. What was her name again?
Jet?
Jet, yes. Margaret, right? I thought she was really funny. And yeah, I had a good time reading it. And that's really all I asked for in a book. Just like if it keeps my attention and it's enjoyable to read. So solid 4 stars.
I also rated it 4 stars. I had a hard time getting into it. Like maybe the first 30 pages.
The first chapter, I was so
I
confused.
know.
But after that, I kind of fell into it. But that first chapter, I was like, huh? I texted you. I was like, what?
What's going on? Yeah, I think like when a movie starts off like that, where it's like, I don't know, she's like unconscious at a Halloween place. I don't know, she wasn't really unconscious. But like if a movie starts that way, it's easier to like understand and see. But with a book, like your
Yeah.
brain and your eyes have to work so hard to connect. So I was just like,
Well, and it
what?
was like she's looking at like her dead self, but it was just like a reflection from like,
Her costume.
yeah, and like in a mirror. And I'm like, huh? I don't know. It just wasn't explained very well. But other than that,
So that's part of why I didn't rate it 5 stars. And then I think maybe I got a little bored sometimes. But yeah, I think four stars
yeah,
is pretty
and
good.
it's a solid book.
Do you want to talk about all the other books first? And like, where are you?
Yeah, okay, so I have read every single Holly Jackson book. So I'm gonna like rank them in order from least favorite to favorite. And I'm gonna group A Good Girl's Guide to Murder as like one because it's a whole series. So at the bottom, is The Reappearance of Rachel Price. That one was kind of boring to me. I liked it. I've liked all of her books, but least favorite. And then I'm going to say Not Quite Dead Yet. Then Five Survive. And then A Good Girl's Guide to Murder as number one.
The only book I don't own by Holly Jackson is Rachel Price. But the only book I've read by her is Not Quite Dead Yet. So I own like 6 Holly Jackson books, but this is the only one I read.
You need to read A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
I know.
It's so good. But if you wanted to read Five Survive first, or The Reappearance of Rachel Price, because they're standalones, you should.
Yeah, it's an easier commitment.
Yeah, and Five Survive is so good. It's so fast-paced. Anyway, don't want to get into it now, because we're talking about Not Quite Dead Yet.
Oh, yeah, you told me it's like 16 hours.
It's like, yeah, 18 hours.
That's crazy.
I love books like that. And Not Quite Dead Yet was kind of like that.
Yeah,
because it was like a week.
Yeah.
And so,
okay, so
the pacing was really good.
Yeah, I think around page 30, it's when we were like, okay, this is going to be the plot.
Yeah.
Of when they were like, okay, she's got hit on the head in this certain spot. She has the kidney disease. It's going to kill her in a week. And I don't know, at that point, I was like, she'll live, she'll live. She'll get to 1 week, she'll live. And then she didn't.
I know. I was kind of hoping, well, here's the thing. I really liked that Holly Jackson, like, killed her off.
Yeah.
Then she actually died.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I wouldn't rate it 4 stars if she would have lived.
You think?
Yeah, because I'm like, why does everyone get a happy ending? Sometimes it's nice to not get a happy ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does make me sad that she didn't find out who killed her.
That was before she died? I know.
That made me upset, but I'm so glad Billy followed through.
Yeah. Yeah. It took him, what, a week later to figure it all out?
Yeah.
Ugh. Gosh. Okay. So what did you think of Billy the whole time?
I was kind of sus of Billy at the beginning and, like, honestly towards the end, too. I was like, Billy did it. I was so convinced that Billy did it. Up until when he was holding her as she was dying. And I was like, no. Billy didn't do it. So I was like, who did it? Who did it? But I really liked Billy. He was really sweet. And I just picture him with, like, curly hair, glasses, kind of like an afro, like, type thing.
Oh my gosh.
Super nerdy and sweet. I don't know. But yeah, I really liked Billy.
That's funny. I think it was too obvious from the beginning that it can't be Billy, because it would, like, in real life, if they're the first one to the scene, like, they're an actual suspect, you know? But I was like, not in a book. A book is gonna be twisty. So I was like, it can't be Billy. But then I was like, does Holly Jackson think we're gonna think that way? So then it is Billy?
Yeah. You never know.
I really didn't think it was Billy. But what I wasn't expecting was the Sophia or Sophie character.
Girl, I hated her.
Oh, what, my gosh.
I thought it was her at first. I was really sus about her and then the brother, too.
Why do you think that?
Well, because of the whole camera thing, her going back in.
Yeah.
And I just, like, didn't like the way that the brother and her weren't concerned about Jet dying.
Mm.
They were like, oh, we'll just live our lives. Sorry you're dead, you know? And I was really like, okay, the brother, he was just really off to me. And then Sophia was, I didn't like her. But then we found out about why she was going into the house, putting salt in the dad's
pills.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I take the same pills for high blood pressure. But mine don't look like she described it. But I thought it was so funny that, like, they have high blood pressure like me, and we take amlodipine bisalate.
That's funny.
I thought that was so funny.
So you were late.
Yes, and when the doctor was like, oh, you can be treated for speech therapy for anomic aphasia, I was like, literally me. Hi.
That's
I
cool.
treat anomic aphasia.
That's cool.
Not actually, because I work with kids, but she mentioned speech therapy, and I thought that was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I love when authors do their research and they like just have knowledge of like real life situations. I don't know, like in her case, like the medical terms and all that. Like I love when they do that, which actually takes a lot of work. So I can't imagine.
What did you think about Sophia?
I it was another one of those like it's too obvious it can't be her, but I was like, what's going on? And I love the kind of like extra plot on top of the plot. I love that a lot. I love that it was kind of like a what am I trying to say? Like a
The subplot.
yeah, but like a extra route, you know?
Yeah.
Scenic route. That's I think that's
Scenic
what I'm
route.
trying to say. It's a scenic route to the plot. I was like, that is crazy. And why are we not calling the police? Why is she not in jail?
Literally.
Oh my gosh. And then the brother, he just sucks, man. Like, from, I think he's older than her, right? He's just like, he's missing the whole older protective brother thing. He's focused on himself, his career.
That's why I thought he did it, because when we found out that the dad wasn't gonna give the company to him because there's both of them and it wasn't fair, I was like, oh, perfect motive for him to kill her. But then I was like, that's kind of too obvious. But I'm like, he would do it. He would do it. So.
I think because like he's the older brother. So if the company was gonna go to the family, then it would start with him.
Yeah, and she didn't, Jet didn't even want it.
Yeah. So like why did he think he had to work so hard to get it? He's gonna get it, but like his dad would have gotten older and sickly and he would have just taken it over. Like, what was his problem? He's crazy. I think the dad was like a really sweet character. Like, he messed up a little bit sometimes, but yeah, he was super sweet.
I really liked
And
him.
the mom was just evil.
I did not like her.
Bro, she sucks. Like, why are you eating a sandwich? We're about to eat dinner. And she literally just got out from the hospital.
I know.
What do you
I
mean?
know.
Like, what a jerk. But what did you think about the Emily thing? The little older sister.
Oh, well, throughout the book, as you're reading it, you don't know like right away if Emily how Emily died and like what actually happened. And I knew it wasn't an accident. Like when they were like, oh, it was an accident, I was like, no way. No way your hair gets tangled in the drain.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Sorry, but she was like, what, 13 or something? 13, 14 when she died.
Maybe high school.
But like you know better, like you know, like the drain is not gonna suck your hair up, and get caught. And the revealing of how she died, I was shocked. Shocked that, well, first we have to get into who, what's the brother's name?
Luke.
Luke's dad actually is.
Jack.
Jack, the police guy. Plot twist. Like,
Yeah,
what?
that was unexpected. And that they were neighbors.
Yeah.
And the mom kept it from the dad. Like, Diane kept it away from
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
Like their affair.
Yeah, and like, it was ongoing up until he murdered the sister. That was crazy, bro. That was complex. I need to sit there
Well,
for a
it's like
minute.
Luke killed Emily, but then Jack covered for Luke and tied her hair to the drain.
And why did Luke kill Emily? Remind me.
I think they were arguing, and I think it just kind of escalated, and then he said that he couldn't stop because she was going to tell mom and dad.
Was there some secret he had? And then she wanted to tell mom and dad?
Oh, well, because Emily said that, like, you're not even dad's real son. And I think Luke got upset. And that's what started it because Emily knew that Jack was, or their dad, Emily and Jet's dad, wasn't Luke's dad. So Emily told Luke that at the pool. And he got upset and, like, held her underwater. And he was like, I can't stop because she's going to tell mom and dad. And he didn't want to get in trouble, so he killed her and made it, yeah.
That's crazy. And Jack witnessed it. And so that's when he went to go protect Luke and said, "Hey, come over, play with Billy. Here's your alibi."
Did he
Right?
witness it?
I think so. By the end of it, he witnessed it. Because how else?
Oh, he went to check on them.
Oh, yeah.
He went to check on them, and then Emily was underwater. And I think, yeah.
Protected him. That's crazy. Did you ever think that JJ, her ex-boyfriend, did it?
No.
Yeah.
I was like,
It's too
no.
obvious. But, like, why did he skip town?
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like, what?
Like, that makes you look so bad.
I know. And the loan thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's wild, bro.
Whoa, like $30,000?
$30,000 because for his brother's eye surgery.
I know.
But I'm like, maybe you could have asked her first. I'm like, how are you gonna take out $30,000 in someone else's name?
How does that even happen
I
though?
don't know.
Like, if you're not a criminal, how do you just do that in someone else's name?
I don't know. Maybe he had all her information, social security,
Yeah.
driver's license number. I don't know.
Okay, and then what was it? The chief of police that the city council was like voting on, and Diane voted for, was it Lou instead of Jack? And that made Jack mad, right? And so Jack did something about it.
Yeah, well, she voted for Lou, the guy who got it.
Yeah.
And but Jack ultimately killed Jet because he found out the company wasn't going to Luke.
But part of his anger for hitting her in the head
I
was.
think was because the mom voted for
Yeah.
someone else.
That's so weird.
I'm like, how are you gonna kill a 20-year-old? Like, that's crazy to me.
Like,
Like, what comes over you to be like, oh, my son doesn't get this, so I'm gonna kill someone so he does.
yeah, and like I thought maybe Jack thought it was Diane and like attacked what he thought was Diane, but it ended up being Jet. I feel like that could be a possibility, but I'm like, why Jet?
I don't think so because I think Luke killed Jet because he found, not Luke. Jack killed Jet because he found out that the dad wasn't going to give the company to Luke because Jet is a sibling. Because that was the whole thing. Like, why the dad was giving it away to someone else because he had two kids and he wanted to be fair.
That's crazy. And then, like, the little red hair,
Oh, yeah.
figuring out whose little red hair that was,
Yeah. I mean,
and then the transferring.
came from Andrew, right? That was his name.
Yeah.
But it came from Jack walking Andrew home.
Yeah. And that was very
Crazy.
obvious. I was like, okay, he's going off with like the drunk. I didn't realize that Andrew was dressed up with a red wig, but they talked about it the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, that was like really obvious. So I think like at that point, I didn't think it was Jack. Like he's taking the drunk guy home, you know?
Yeah. I never suspected him.
I started to suspect him when he was giving details about the scene or like the situation, the crime, when he wasn't supposed to be. When he was like, okay, we found a red hair,
Well, see,
you
I
know?
thought it was just because he's been family friends with them for so
Yeah.
long. That was my thought to like why he was doing that.
I feel like if it was real life, that would be like that would be a good reasoning to be sharing those details.
Yeah.
But in a book, I was like, no, you're suspicious. Okay.
What did you think about her letters?
It was a good idea because, well, originally she wrote them in jail. And, well, wait, okay,
Backtrack.
we need to talk about the fire and all that. But,
Yeah.
okay, the letters. It was a good idea. And it became handy because she ended up dying. What, wasn't it sooner? She died like 12 hours sooner than planned.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so it came
But
in
I think
handy.
it because she was literally so stressed out that aneurysm popped
Yeah,
early.
true. I know. She could have relaxed a little bit. But I think the mom one that kind of got to me, I think she said how she is sorry she never got that last dinner, that she wanted to be there and all that. And then the Billy, I liked their whole, I liked that he was like pining after her
Yeah, same.
forever. I thought that was so cute. And I honestly don't think he's like this ugly guy because
No,
he's like,
I think he's cute, but like nerdy cute.
okay. Because he's like playing the guitar and stuff at a
I
bar.
know.
I think he wears jeans and boots. I'm like, that can't be ugly.
No.
But yeah, I love the dear mom. I'm sorry I missed dinner. I'm actually missing it right now.
Because she was in jail.
Yeah.
I love Sophia's note. That was my favorite.
Wasn't it like FU? Oh,
Yeah.
I just read it. No, that's terrible. Oh, she left kisses at the end. That's so
Love
funny.
Jet.
Yeah,
I
XX. And then she wrote a letter to her dog. I thought that was so
know. I
cute.
thought that was so
Oh, and she lost
cute.
function of her arm. And she's like,
Yeah.
I can't give you double scruffies or whatever. I was like, oh, that's so cute. And she's like, I couldn't go without answering that one question I always ask you. Who's a good boy? It's you, Reg. You're the good boy. I
I
was like,
know.
oh, that's so cute.
And the Billy letter,
Yeah.
when she leaves her truck to him,
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's so
I
sweet.
know. I
I
would.
knew it wasn't Billy at that point, too.
Yeah. She said, I know about the song. I know you wrote it about me. And then she's like, I love you. I'm falling in love with you. I was like, finally. Poor guy.
I
He wants
know.
this girl his whole life, and then she dies in his
I
arms.
know.
I would
Like
never love
twice, kind
again.
of.
Yeah, for real. I would never love again. And then, like, the dog being so, like, loud and crazy after she was hitting, what am I saying? Hit across the head. I was like, do dogs do that? Would they really freak out like that? You know what I mean?
They're smart, so maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know, though. It was a cocker spaniel, and our cocker spaniel, he was dumb as
I know,
rocks.
me too. Mine was too.
So,
Mine ran into the doors full speed.
mine was just. Ugh.
I
I
think
loved
they're
him,
cute.
though.
Yeah,
I
me
loved
too.
him, though. But he was dumb.
Yeah,
He had like one brain cell.
mine was dumb, but I loved him so much. But yeah. What else? What else can we say?
How about the fire?
Oh yeah, the fire.
I thought Billy. Okay, this was before. I was still suspecting Billy because he went and go. And went and looked at different files, and so I thought maybe he started the fire when he was like looking at the files.
Yeah, like found something he didn't like.
Yeah, or like he killed her in the first place, and so he's like, oh, I got him.
Second chance.
Yeah, and so I was thinking it was Billy the whole time. And then when we find out who actually set the fire, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just thought it's too obvious. Like, I don't know. I feel like Billy like couldn't do it. It's like it's too many like coincidences that he's there and like something bad happens. I was like, it can't be him.
But sometimes you don't suspect the person who's trying to help you.
That's true.
So that's why I was like, oh, is it Billy? Because he's trying to help her, and like right there, she's staying with him. They're hanging out. So I was like, oh, did he do it?
When I read books, I'm always like, whatever my first inclination is, it's got to be like the opposite. Like everything is not as it seems. But I have read those two Colleen Hoover books, they were everything is as it seems.
Yeah.
Like you're reading the true story of like
Yeah.
what's going on. But usually I'm reading or I'm trying to read like, okay, this is not as it seems. What is the actual?
See, you think more than I do about when I'm reading. I'm just like there for a good time. I'm like kind of trying to think like who did it,
Yeah.
but you're like, I feel like you analyze a little bit more than I do.
Yeah, probably. I have fun that way.
Yeah. It's how you read. It's
Yeah,
okay.
and you have fun your way. That's
Yeah.
good. But yeah, the fire. Who said it? Remind me.
It was Luke. Right?
I don't think so, because he was destroyed by it burning.
Then was it
Henry?
Jack?
Was it Henry, the brother? Let's
The
look this.
brother.
JJ's brother.
No?
Let me look it up.
It was either Luke or Jack.
It was Jack.
It was Jack? Because Homeboy had insurance fraud, Luke.
Yeah, oh, that
And I'm
was
like, how are you
crazy.
not in jail?
Yeah, and Henry was in, like, his eyes and all that. He fell from the roof or something. Yeah, because of Luke. And then, like, he was paying him under the table. Yeah, that is why Jack set the fire. To, like, get rid of the incriminating evidence.
Bro, Jack was messed up in the head.
I kind of like that whole moment right before the fire when they're like, let's duct tape the cameras. I was like, this is
Oh,
so
like
goofy.
spy movie.
Yeah, I'm like, it was a good little detail. But yeah, that's all I really think about. Not quite dead yet.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I can't wait for you to read her other books.
Yeah. I have five survive. I'm
Read that
just,
one.
I'm really, I don't know about getting to a series right now.
Read that one. Read Five Survive. It's so good.
Okay.
It's
And
like
then,
high
like,
schoolers on their spring break trip. Oh, it's so good.
that's funny. I want to read Twilight and Thursday Murder Club. I borrowed them from the library. I have like a week to read them. So
Yeah, read
those have to
Twilight.
be my next reads.
It was so good.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay, well, tune in next month for our next book club book. We are going to be reading The Academy. Is it Ellen or Elin?
I want to see Elin.
Okay. Hildebrand and her daughter, Shelby Cunningham. I think it's so cool that she wrote it with her daughter.
Yeah.
So we're going to be reading The Academy for our October book club pick.
Yeah.
So read The Academy. It just came out. And then tune in next month.
Yeah, we read blind, but I'm pretty sure it's like a mystery out of school.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah. It seems like it's going to be a little bit different than her other books.
Love it.
Especially because her daughter's on it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited.
Me too.
That'll be in the end of October. But all right. Thanks for tuning in, and
Yep.
we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.